This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that a Delaware business court has nixed Elon Musk's $56 billion compensation package, confirmed that's billion with a B, the Tesla CEO is saying he wants to pick up legal stakes and reincorporate the EV company in Texas. Tesla's currently incorporated in Delaware, as are about two-thirds of the Fortune 500. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks into why that's the case and how other states are trying to win over some of these legal domiciles.
Delaware's reputation as being the place to incorporate goes back more than a century. That means the state has a lot of experience with corporate law. It also has that specialized business court, known as the Court of Chancery, with judges who know that law inside and out.
There is very little that they haven't seen.
Charles Elson is the founder of the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. The state's experience with business is a business itself. Corporate taxes and fees brought Delaware about $2 billion in revenue in 2022. Tulane Law Professor Ann Lipton says other states would like to see some of that.
Texas has sort of loudly announced that it wants to challenge Delaware. I think Nevada has to some extent.
Lipton says those states have to be attractive to a company's leadership, but also to its investors.
The theory is that investors will not buy shares of your company if they are uncomfortable with the corporate law you have selected.
Lipton says other states have tried to challenge Delaware before, but they didn't have the same track record. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.